Let's talk about where money is moving, because several stories this week point toward the same underlying dynamic. The markets are doing a careful reassessment of which AI bets are winners. S&P futures are trading at 7,557 as we record this, up about 0.33%. Markets remain open on the abbreviated July 4th schedule. But beneath that surface calm, there are meaningful sector rotations happening.
The UBS analysis that AI infrastructure stocks are outperforming hyperscaler gains is the headline framing. But the specific numbers embedded in the Broadcom and Micron stories tell a more complicated story. Broadcom has dropped roughly 25% from its early June record high. The trigger this week was a report that a key AI customer, widely understood to be one of the major tech companies, is developing its own custom chip rather than continuing to purchase Broadcom networking and semiconductor components. This is the vertical integration risk that has always shadowed the picks and shovels AI infrastructure thesis. When your customers are trillion-dollar technology companies with enormous engineering capacity, their decision to build in-house is always a credible threat.
Micron's 15% drop over 2 days compounds this. Micron faces active litigation, and Michael Burry, the investor who famously shorted the housing market before 2008 and was portrayed in The Big Short, has taken a short position against the stock. Burry's short positions get attention disproportionate to their frequency because of his track record, but it's worth noting that not all of his calls have been correct, and a short position reflects a specific timeline and magnitude of decline that may or may not materialize. The litigation risk is probably the more concrete near-term factor.
The telecom story is one where the disruption is more clearly directional. AT&T and Verizon are both heading toward their worst week in years, and the driver is SpaceX's expanding satellite internet footprint. This isn't new competitive pressure. Starlink has been growing for several years, but the rate of subscriber additions and the expansion into enterprise and government contracts is accelerating the timeline for when terrestrial carriers feel the impact materially. The traditional telecom model is built on the assumption that wireline and cellular infrastructure have geographic reach advantages over satellite. That assumption is eroding faster than AT&T and Verizon's capital allocation plans anticipated.
The big oil earnings story has a genuinely interesting political dimension on the 4th of July. Exxon and Chevron are each expected to more than triple their first quarter earnings in the upcoming reports, the strongest profit performance for the sector since 2022. This is occurring while President Trump is publicly demanding that oil companies lower gas prices. There's a fundamental tension between the administration's desire for energy sector growth, including expanded drilling and reduced regulation, and its simultaneous demand that the companies that benefit from those policies pass savings to consumers rather than shareholders. Oil company executives are in the unusual position of being politically protected by this administration, while also being publicly pressured by it.
Iran's 58 million barrel floating stockpile is directly relevant to the oil price story. If a U.S.-Iran deal materializes and those barrels start flowing back into global markets, oil prices move meaningfully downward, which is what Trump says he wants for gas prices, but which simultaneously compresses the profit margins he's benefiting from politically. The Marianne Lake departure from J.P. Morgan, leaving with a $50 million package after being passed over for the CEO role that was widely expected to go to her, reflects the talent and succession dynamics at major financial institutions. Lake was considered one of the most capable banking executives in the industry. Her departure is J.P. Morgan's loss.
The U.S. stock fund outflow data, largest in 3 months, alongside Bank of America's correction warning, suggests institutional investors are increasing their caution heading into the second half of 2026. The NY court ruling that remote workers who moved out of New York during the pandemic still owe New York State income tax is a sleeper story with significant financial implications for potentially hundreds of thousands of workers who thought they'd escaped New York's high tax burden. The court's reasoning rests on where the employer is based rather than where the employee physically worked, which is a legal theory that that other high-tax states will be watching closely. Trump's call for 12% GDP growth while simultaneously attacking Fed interest rate policy is the kind of economic target setting that mainstream economists find disconnected from how monetary and fiscal policy actually interact. But it frames the political expectations he's setting for the back half of his term.